bound his hands, though he was innocent. No fault was found, no stain, no sin. Yet I was there in every accusation. My guilt cried out, condemn him. They struck his face, the light of heaven. Spit on the one who formed the clay. And every blow that fell upon him was mine to bear. But he took my place. This is what my sins did. This is what my sin has done. The spotless lamb was beaten, the Holy One undone. This is what my sins did. I cannot turn away. My sin drove every nail in that held him to that tree that day. They tore his flesh with cruel scourging, stripes that should have fallen on me. His back laid open, torn and bleeding, for all my hidden iniquity. A crown of thorns pressed down in mockery. Behold your king, they laughed in scorn. Yet every thorn that pierced his brow was from the curse that I had borne. This is what my sins did. This is what my sin has done. The righteous one was wounded, the Father's only son. Christ took all the blame. They raised him up upon that cross, between the earth and heaven above. Hands and feet pierced through with iron, held there by justice and by love. The sky grew dark, the earth was shaken. The veil was torn, the price was paid. And in that cry, it is finished. My debt was fully laid. It was not just the soldiers there. My sin has done. The Lamb of God was slaughtered, the victory was won. This is what my sins did. Let this truth remain. My sin was nailed upon him, and he bore all my shame. Will we crucify him again? Will we take up the scourge and tear his flesh again? Will we press the crown of thorns upon his head? Will we mock our king and walk in sin instead? Or will we repent and sin no more? For this is what I